From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. According to her doctors, the transfer of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords from a Tucson hospital to a Houston rehabilitation facility went without a hitch today. Tucson surgeon Dr. Randall Fries, who traveled with Giffords, described the trip from the hospital where she'd been treated since the January 8th shooting to the plane taking her to Houston.
There was several times we could hear applause in the ambulance with Gabby, and she responded very well to that, smiling. And in fact, even tearing a little bit. It was very emotional and very special.
Giffords was flown by jet, then by helicopter to the ICU at Texas Medical Center. From there, she will be moved to the center's rehabilitation hospital. Giffords was among more than a dozen people wounded when a gunman opened fire outside a Tucson shopping center where she was meeting with constituents. Six people died. The alleged gunman, Jared Loeffner, remains in custody. President Obama is turning to the CEO of General Electric to head his new advisory panel aimed at boosting job growth. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama announced the pick while touring a GE turbine factory in upstate New York.
President Obama calls GE's Schenectady turbine factory a model of what's possible for the U.S. economy. The plant's been adding workers thanks to robust sales of electric generators, most of them to customers overseas.
For America to compete around the world, we need to export more goods around the world. That's where the customers are. It's that simple.
Mr. Obama's counting on GE boss Jeffrey Immelt to help in that effort as chairman of a new Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. The top job for the council is to find ways to encourage hiring by the private sector. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
An oil industry group is urging the Obama administration to allow greater domestic energy production. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the plea comes as Americans spend more and more at the pump.
Americans are paying on average well over $3 for a gallon of gas these days. The American Petroleum Institute says that's because of rising global demand for oil. John Felmy is the group's chief economist.
When you've got China growing at double-digit economic growth rates, when you see them in excess of, they're approaching 10 million barrels a day of demand. India's right behind them. With all that, it's the world price of oil that goes into the cost of manufacturing gasoline.
Gas prices have climbed sharply since the end of November, up 27 cents. And analysts say prices could range between $3.20 and $3.75 a gallon this spring, ahead of the summer driving season. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Charlotte-based Bank of America weighed in with lower fourth-quarter earnings numbers, capping a difficult year for the firm. Bank of America, for the 3 months ending in December, says it lost $1.6 billion for all of last year. Losses totaled $3.6 billion. The mixed earnings news led to a mixed close for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 49 points to end the session at 11,871. However, the NASDAQ was down 14 points. The S&P 500 gained 3 points today. You're listening to NPR. A Virginia teen has returned to the U.S. after being stuck in Kuwait for the past month. Gulit Mohammed had been on the government's no-fly list, the Somali-born U.S. citizen claiming he was beaten and tortured while in Kuwait. Let's lawyers saying his detention was at the behest of U.S. authorities who questioned him about his travels in 2009 to Yemen and Somalia. The 19-year-old says he's concerned others might encounter similar problems. A Justice Department official declined comment on the allegations. Cycling's Lance Armstrong says he'll be cleared by an investigation into doping allegations against him. The comments come in response to a new Sports Illustrated report alleging he used banned drugs. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the former bicycling champion expressed his confidence today on Twitter.
Lance Armstrong didn't speak to reporters after Friday's stage at the Tour Down Under race in Australia. Instead, he used the mode of communication preferred by many athletes. He tweeted, quote, "Great to hear that USADA is investigating some of SI's claims. I look forward to being vindicated." The International and American Cycling Federations asked USADA, the U.S. anti-doping agency, to open an investigation last year following doping allegations against Armstrong and his former U.S. Postal Service team. USADA won't confirm that it is, as Armstrong's tweet indicates, specifically investigating the new allegations detailed in this week's Sports Illustrated. But agency head Travis Tigert said in a statement, "We value the confidence all athletes have in the process to ultimately reveal the truth." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Swedish automaker Saab has announced a recall of 4,400 of its cars to fix fuel pump problems. Saab says the recall will affect 2010 model 9-3 sedans. No accidents or injuries have been reported in connection with the problem. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.